We're beginning a new module of the Engaging God program, and I'm going to go back to the restoration of all things and do another module on this, which goes into it at a deeper rate. At this point in the Engaging God journey, we should be mature and confident enough in our relationship with God, who's Father, Son, and Spirit, that we recognize their voices and know their heart. Therefore, we're going to go deeper into restoration to explore some more advanced concepts, which may be more controversial, but from a place where you can always take this back to engage God for yourself to get revelation of it. I believe this is a safe place to explore some of these issues. We should now be able to engage the heavenly realms without always needing to ask a specific question of where is that in the Bible, because some of it will be, some of it won't be. There are many things alluded to but not specifically mentioned in the Bible. Don't be hung up and caught up on that. When our spirits resonate with truth, we will discover that there are many wonders beyond those specifically mentioned in the Bible. We're walking with God on a relational journey to discover more about him and ourselves and what our role is in restoration. And as sons, we have a role to play, which I've discovered is much wider and much bigger than I ever could have imagined or thought. God will guide us through this experiential encounters. When we have experiential encounters, that will begin to discover the truth of these things with him. He will give us revelation by encounters which will unveil deeper truth. We don't need to fear being deceived as long as we're not blindly following man's DIY doctrines but are checking everything out with God ourselves. Do not believe anything I'm telling you or what God has said to me. Take it back to God himself so he can speak to you directly. That is so important in this process. We have the Holy Spirit of truth in us and with us as our guide. We have Jesus, the way, the truth, and life in us and with us to disciple us. We have our loving Father in us and with us to father us into sonship. So let's explore going deeper into the restoration of all things. Agape love should be what we use to measure and test everything against, the nature of God himself being love. If you don't resonate with anything on the journey, park it and continue to pursue the truth with God directly. Don't get sidetracked because you're struggling with certain concepts. There are many things that I don't yet fully understand cognitively, but that does not necessarily make them wrong. I've had experiences that I can't explain or understand. Doesn't make them wrong, but I'm not going to build a theology or doctrine around them either. There have been many things that I was convinced were true that I now realize were merely man's opinions and ideas, and there may well be more of those. Don't get caught up and tied down to what you think is true. Experience the truth for yourself. Bob Jones prophesied concerning the decade that we're now in, 2020s. And although I'm not trying to put a spin on this, I did find that I resonated with what was said. The 2020s will reveal the rest of God. Now, I've been banging on about the rest of God. I've got teaching sessions on the rest of God for the last few years, and God has been speaking to me continually because I believe this is true. Is going to reveal the rest of God to where the body will come into a place of resting in God, where God will rest in us. And in this rest, the enemy will not be able to do warfare because we are resting in God and he is resting in us. The focus is going to come off the enemy and on to the Father. He will accomplish the things he means to do in a people that is at rest. He has always wanted a people that will come into his rest. There never has been one, but rest is on the way. So let's embrace rest. Let's pursue rest. Let's come into rest, live loved, love living, live loving. We can be that people who rest in grace, free from law-based mentality. Because that really is ultimately what rest is. Putting our trust in the goodness of love of God rather than trying to do something to earn it or appease the angry God, because he's not angry. Christians are generally all universalists on these key topics. creation. God created all things. And in the destiny of his children, it is to be in community and to be filled with him. Now, I believe that most Christians would accept that that was God's desire, that our destiny was to be in community and to be filled with him. The question of universalism is whether or not God will manage to bring all creation to the goal for which he intended it. So if that's his intention, is he going to fulfill that intention or is he not? The fall. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. Now, I think all Christians would probably agree with that. But will God allow sin to thwart his purpose? Does Christ undo all the damage caused by it, or does he only undo some of it? These are questions that we obviously have to ask. Is the victory of the cross limited and partial or total and universal? Redemption. Christ represents all humans in his humanity and became human so he could heal us through his death and resurrection. So the cross brought about redemption for all. Now, most would accept that. Obviously, if you're a Calvinist, you would limit that to who that means. But Jesus died for all people in order to save all people. Will the cross save all those for whom Christ died, or will his death and resurrection have been in vain for some people? And these are some of the questions that we have to answer when we're looking at restoration. Romans 6:10. For the death that he died to sin once for all. So it has been accomplished for all. His death was for all. 2 Corinthians 5:14. For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf. So this is the fact, this is the conclusion, concerning the love of God. One died for all, therefore all died. That means that I died, you died, that all of mankind has died, and that he died for all. Therefore, our spiritual death, he died for all, and the purpose for his death was that we might all no longer live on that independent, separated path, but actually live for him in relationship with him who died and rose again and was resurrected on our behalf. 2 Corinthians 5:19, namely that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. So when it comes to the issue of sins, things that people do that we count as bad, God is not counting those things as bad against them in a reconciliation perspective. So he's already reconciled the world to himself, and in reconciling the world to themselves, he's not counting their trespasses against them, because if he was counting them against them, then he couldn't be reconciled with them. So he has reconciled the whole cosmos, which is the word, and he's not counting the sins of the whole cosmos against them. So God was in Jesus, not separated from him on the cross and in death. So Father and Spirit, with Jesus, all together was bringing this reconciliation process about. Reconciliation was God's work in Christ, and sin does not separate anyone from God's perspective. Although it separates people from their perspective, and as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So religion keeps people separated from God on the basis of what they do. Therefore, we need to be free from that mentality. 1 Peter 3:18. For Christ also died for sins once for all. Now, that in the original Greek has the sins, and it actually means the sins of Adam in walking in independence. So Christ also died for sins once for all. So it happened once, and it was for all. The just for the unjust, so that he might bring us to God. Well, who is the us? Well, all who he died once for. All who are unjust. 1 Corinthians 15:22. For as in Adam all die, and now everyone would accept this, that all humanity died in the first human who represented all humanity, which was Adam. So in Christ, so also, now also is referring to the same all. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive. This is the same all. And it's not only those in Christ will be made alive, or only those in Christ will be made alive sometime, but all in Christ, which is all who were in Adam, will be made alive. The all is the same in both groups, as the same all who died in Adam are now the same all made alive in Christ. So all are included in this, are included in what Jesus did on the cross, included in what Jesus did by dying for us, included in all the other things we've talked about in terms of reconciliation. All are included. Now, most don't know it, but all are included. Acts 3:21, whom heaven must receive until the period of the restoration of all things. Heaven did receive him, and we're now in the restoration of all things in that period, of which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from ancient time. So now we're in the period of the restoration of all things. Now, Luke 21:22, and this is the passage which is the parallel passage to Matthew 24, in which Jesus was prophesying the destruction of Jerusalem in that generation, and that all things took place in that generation. This is what it says in the parallel passage in Luke 21:22. Because these are days of vengeance, in other words, these are the days in which that end of the old covenant was to take place in the destruction of Jerusalem, symbolically representing the old covenant system, so that all things which are written will be fulfilled. So, everything that was written before this took place will be fulfilled. So that means every scripture that was written will be fulfilled. Everything that was written before this took place will be fulfilled, now has been fulfilled. This was future to them, this is past to us. So we're not looking at anything in the Bible to give us a clue any more about the fullness of the full restoration of all things, because what the Bible said has been fulfilled has already been fulfilled, because all things which were written has been fulfilled. So this goes beyond what was written into the greater things. There is even more than what was written that will be fulfilled. Now we're in the period of the restoration of all things, which God spoke about, and now we're in, because that is already been fulfilled, that we're in that period. Jesus came in the day of the Lord, in that day, to execute the old covenant, which was man's need for justice, and that has been executed, and now all things which were written has been fulfilled. So the period of the restoration of all things began fully when the all things written were fulfilled in the generation Jesus prophesied, when the old covenant became obsolete, faded away and ended, and the new covenant fully began to be enforced. Now we are now fully in this new covenant period, and everything is being restored. The same period marked the removing of the kingdom from Israel, giving the kingdom to the saints. Now you can read about that in Matthew, and you can read about that in Daniel. The same period marked the establishing of the kingdom of God on earth to begin the period ending with it filling the earth, and then filling the universe and filling the other dimensions as it increases and expands all things. Restoration is primarily about restoring God's love relationship with his children, restoring our innocence, our righteousness identity, restoring our mind and thinking, restoring our position as sons, restoring our function as sons, restoring our role as stewards of creation, restoring the all things of creation, restoring our resonant frequency as sons, restoring our connection with creation in harmony as revealed is mature sons. Now, God's continued to speak to me about this process and how things are beginning to come together in four streams of truth relating to the restoration of all things from four different perspectives that I've been looking at, he's been talking to me about for the last few years. And I'm going to look at them in this module. Son, the four streams of truth relating to the restoration of all things will need to be expanded upon and unified into what will become the foundational governmental understanding for restoration. Realized eschatology, Christian universalism, heavenly governmental sonship, mysticism, and energy frequency healing are the four legs to the chair, but if you take one away, the chair cannot function as intended. So these four things are so important that we grasp all of the implications of all of them. These four streams are flowing from different directions towards the same unified goal. I call you to legislate for this to continue and for the forerunners in each stream to begin to resonate together. So I was given this mandate. And it already resonated with me, so this is not a difficult thing. Son, strategically target geographical areas with legions of heavenly messengers who will explode love bombs and hurl lightning bolts to open the hearts and minds of those who will become the evangelists of the new. The evangelists of restoration. Son, target the four streams converging towards a unified position in the restoration of all things with truth of love that will penetrate the veils of deception. Most people do not have full revelation of truth because of a lack of experiencing the nature of character of God as love. I call for love bombs to explode over the lives of those who are forerunners in each of the four converging streams. And I have a whole list of people that I am directing those love bombs towards. I'm not going to reveal their names, but I am personally legislating for probably 50 different people who I believe are significant forerunners in each of the four converging streams. Now, the God said this, set the record straight in the four convergent streams by highlighting both the truth that position brings and the errors they fall into. Because one stream without the other has truth, but can fall into errors without the other three streams. Present the strengths and weaknesses and show how they will all need each other to be a unified whole and a coherent position. Each one without the other three fails and collapses. They need to be a four-legged stool, not one, two, or three, as they're not stable on their own. Legislate for the light of love to shine within each position of convergence to unveil the instability of one without the other three. This revelation needs to come forth, and therefore someone needs to legislate for it. The mystics need a consistent eschatology and a universal love reality, or they will fail to capture the hearts and minds. The eschatologists need the universal perspective to do justice to the implications of the new covenant, but will fail without mystical love encounters. The Universalists need an eschatological that supports their position, and they need the positions of heavenly government to be able to legislate for the restoration of all things. It's okay believing in universalism, but what are you going to do about it? You need an eschatology, the belief system that says this is going to happen in the future, and you need to be positioned in heavenly government to legislate for that to take place, not sitting back hoping it might take place as an event or as a process without our involvement. We're involved as sons. The energy frequency healers need a context for these concepts to operate within, else they will drift towards a non-personal force rather than towards a loving personal father. That's the danger of removing a personal God from energy frequency healing. That's where the New Age perspective leads if you remove Father God from it. Restoration is the context for the revelation of frequency and quantum physics. Son, I will give you revelation through encounters, but you will also need to understand all four positions to be able to unify the whole. So I've been seeking for revelation about these four different streams. And God took me on this before I even realized this was taking place. Each stream will need to let go of their theological and doctrinal positions so their sacred cows can be slain. Encounters with me are the only way they have to embrace the reality. They need to converge together and become the unstoppable force for restoration that they're intended to be. The four streams can become an unstoppable, mighty river of grace. Son, the four streams of restoration that are flowing towards each other can become a river that fills the earth. Son, the restoration of energy healing in all forms is another stream that you've been associated with. And God has drawn me towards this against, in one sense, what I used to believe. Now I'm embracing the reality of frequency and restoration using energy healing in many different ways to bring people into wholeness. Just as the river of life flowed out of Eden to become four streams of life that watered the earth, so too will these four streams be restored back to one river of life, united and abundant. A mighty flood of grace revealing my love is beginning to flow. Son, I am has been at work within all four communities independently to restore each without the knowledge of each other. But in this Joshua generation, these communities will begin to flow together. The increase in the flow of momentum will increase as grace, greater grace, grace upon grace, and manifold grace is poured out upon each community. Now, in reality, grace is God's divine enabling power. It is limitless, but our experience of it can go from experiencing grace to greater grace to grace upon grace and manifold grace, because it's a reflection of the very nature of love himself, God. Therefore, as we increase in our revelation and experience of love, so our revelation and experience of grace will inevitably be a result. Great favor will come up with grace, and the light of truth that will stream, each stream has, will illuminate more of my children. So as grace comes, favor will increase, and each of the light of truth will begin to engage people and draw them to the truth where this river is going. My grace will be released to cause each community to arise and shine love's light with ever increasing intensity, so that the truth that they carry will explode even into the religious institutions of men. The light of revelation empowered by my grace is going to penetrate even the hardest hearts within each of the communities against the other. So we're going to see a softening of people's hearts in the hardness that they have towards other theological or doctrinal positions come about because of this light, this love, this grace, which is going to be released, is being released right now. This is a journey that all are on, even if they do not yet know it. The mystics will begin to see the logic and truth of realized eschatology and energy healing and expanded consciousness. And I think you're beginning to see this with people like Jonathan Welton, people like that, who are beginning to realize that the mystical side of it has an eschatological perspective. And that is going to lead on to a revelation of energy healing. And I believe also to a universal perspective of restoration of all things. The Universalists will begin to see the obvious connections to eschatology and eventually the other streams. The realized eschatologists will begin to see the rather obvious connection to Universalism and eventually the mystic and energy streams. The energy and consciousness streams will find it easier to see the connection with the mystic community and Universalism, and eventually will recognize the need for a unified whole within an eschatological framework. It's so important that we realize what is to come. I went into the garden of the Father, and this was an encounter I had last year, onto the golden mountain, which is in the garden, Father's garden, and I was given four golden keys by Metatron, who is the key keeper and the timekeeper of the realms of heaven. Each key was for unlocking one of the four streams flowing towards restoration. Son, use the key as your mandate to open each of the streams to the other streams so that the four streams can become one unified river that will flow from heaven to water all of the earth. This river can then begin to flow from the earth to water the whole of creation when my sons are in unison, having one heart, one mind, with one focus purpose, the restoration of all things. Son, the key symbolizes your authorization to bridge the streams by unifying the revelation of each stream into a logical, unified understanding that encompasses each field. You will need to legislate for the removal of doctrinal strongholds and the deconstruction of theological pillars that limit and restrict their ability to embrace the other streams. Son, focus your attention and target specific significant people within each stream who I will show you. Son, it is only love that can break down the walls of division and separation that keeps the streams apart. All streams originally had one source, which was the river of life, so all the streams flowed from my throne and the tree of life. But following the path of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil has created independence. Each stream, although containing truth, still operates in a DIY system that blinkers people from each other, because they have all been leaning to their own understanding. Deconstruction will begin to change this situation. Son, it is time for these independent streams to flow from my throne once again, so there can be an exponential increase when the streams begin to come together as one within a unified and not independent purpose. Again, very important that we embrace this together. Son, the mystic stream must be the one to take the lead, as only face-to-face intimacy can reveal the truth to all streams. It's only encounters that can reveal this truth, not intellectual knowledge or study in any way. Son, you have embraced the revelation of all streams, but you need deeper levels of truth to be a connection that unifies. Son, come to the court of the Fathers and present your case for restoration. Now again, this was an invitation that the Father gave me, and I went to the court of the Councils of the Fathers, where the 24 elders reside with Father, Son, and Spirit. And I've been there before, and I've been given clarification of mandates and blueprints and various aspects of that. So I stood before the 24 elders representing the Father's heart and presented the case for the restoration of all things. And I meant all things. And I really had this in my heart. On the basis of the precepts of God, who is love, and this is my declaration to them, on the basis of the precepts of God, who is love, and on the basis of the sonship mandate to free creation from its bondage to corruption, I ask for a mandate to be given to the Joshua generation for the restoration of all created beings and all created things. So this is not just a mandate for me. This is a mandate for us. I call for the end of all controversy by releasing a clear mandate to take responsibility for all created beings and all created things. I call for love and forgiveness to be released to all created beings that will break through the deception that they are in bondage to. I call for the alignment of the circle of the deep in relation to the restoration of all created beings. I call for an unveiling of the truth that all created beings can be restored as a precept to reveal the statutes and laws, to open the windows for the ordinances of God to be put into motion. And this is how you align the circle of the deep. And we've covered this in other sessions, in other modules. I call for new mantles of restoration to be released that carry the Father's heart and oracles. Remember, the 12 transfer houses, precepts, statute, laws, ordinances, mantles. So we need new mantles. I call for new weapons. The sixth house, the house of weapons, for restoration to be released to engage all created beings. I call for the evangelical mindsets that limit the scope of restoration to only mankind to be deconstructed. I call for scrolls with mandates and blueprints. Another house. House of Scrolls, for the restoration of all created beings to be released. So I'm aligning the 12 Chancellor's houses around the circle of the deep to bring about the threes becoming fours, to open the windows for the next set of three to become fours, to open the windows for the next set of threes become fours, so that government can be established to open a window for manifestation. I call for limited and restricted thinking to be challenged by the testimonies from all of the nations concerning the restoration of all created beings. So I'm expecting testimonies to start manifesting. I call for the culture, house of culture, to be changed in the affairs of the nations to make it acceptable to see all created beings restored. This has got to change culture within the world. I call for angelic messengers to take the call for the restoration of all things into the visions and dreams of those who are standing in opposition. I call for the fathers to release the oracles of the Father's heart to all who are restricted by religious beliefs that limit restoration. I ask the council to consider my case and give me a scroll with authorization to expand the message of restoration. Again, something that this was an encounter. And as I stood there, they began to weigh my case and what I'd presented. The Council of the Fathers came to agreement and gave me a scroll with this authorization that I'd been asking for. The authority to expand the message of restoration beyond its present limitations and restrictions to engage all streams. I began to legislate, therefore, on using the authority that I'd been given. So here's some legislation for the restoration of convergence of the four streams into one river. And again, you can use this legislation if you're part of the Joshua generation, part of the Engaging God program. I call into the four streams and call for the convergence into one unified river. I call for the theologians of each stream to have supernatural encounters with the Father. I call for those who are passionate about their stream to have love encounters with the Father. I call for lightning bolts of heavenly revelation to penetrate the veils of deception that restricts them from seeing the other streams. Now, in doing this, I was expressing the oracles of the Father's heart. And I discovered in engaging God and engaging the Father that the oracles of the Father's heart operate on a pentatonic musical scale, and that there were frequencies that were aligned with each of the oracles of the Father's heart, and by engaging him in revelation, I discovered those frequencies on a pentatonic scale. And when you have a pentatonic scale, you have five notes that functions together, and that any of those notes produce a harmonic sound. So the five oracles of the Father's heart were related to five frequencies that can be placed together and put together to produce frequencies and sound that will release those oracles out. So I began to produce sounds and, using that pentatonic scale, produce frequencies that would accompany this legislation. And so I can demonstrate the five. These frequencies are resonating the oracles of the Father's heart. Now, I'm going to go into this in greater detail in some other sessions, but I want to encourage you to embrace the frequencies of passion, the passion of the Father's heart, the frequency of burning desire, the burning desire of the Father's heart, the frequency of intense joy, the frequency of deep compassion, and the frequency of overwhelming love. And let all these frequencies function together. To produce the frequency for restoration. To see the restoration of all things. So these frequencies accompany these declarations. So I call for those who are passionate about their stream to have love encounters with the Father. I call for lightning bolts of heavenly revelation to penetrate the veils of deception that restrict them from seeing the other streams. I call for the blinkers to be removed from their eyes so they can see beyond their own stream. I decree the convergence of the streams towards full restoration. I decree open hearts and open minds through engagements with the living Word of God, Jesus Himself. I decree the days of reliance on the Bible as the only source of authority to be over, and the days of hearing Jesus' voice to begin. I call for the light to shine, to reveal the oracles of the Father's hearts to all streams. I call for passion felt towards each individual stream to be felt for the one river of full restoration. Passion. Let passion, the oracle of passion, go forth. I call for greater grace to manifest over those who are evangelists of each stream, for them to be empowered with the boldness to embrace the river. I call for courage, the courage of grace, to equip them to embrace the deconstruction and the renewal of their minds, to enable them to let go of the religious beliefs that keep them insulated from the other three streams. I decree that one stream will become two streams, will become three streams, and three streams will become four streams, and they will all become one mighty river. One mighty river. The convergence of the eternal heart of God for full and complete restoration. Let these frequencies of the oracles of the Father's heart, passion, burning desire, intense joy, deep compassion, overwhelming love, go forth. Son, use this legislation to target and reach those in each stream that I will give you my heart for. Be consistent and diligent until my love overwhelms each argument and removes every obstacle to convergence. Son, the great convergence is gaining momentum, so keep legislating until it reaches critical mass. My love will be too powerful to resist and my grace too lavish to ignore, and I will not relent until I have them all restored. I have called you and mandated you to be the ambassador of restoration. This mandate authorizes you to go beyond the jurisdiction of the Joshua generation to engage all of my children and all I have created with the oracles of my heart across all dimensions of space-time. So again, I'm going to release this frequency across all dimensions of space-time. Son, release the sound and light that carries the frequency of my heart for restoration as my oracles to all dimensions of the created order. Son, the frequency of sonship will be resonating with my passionate love for all of creation's freedom from corruption and deception of its lost identity. This is the frequency, this pentatonic scale. This frequency of sonship that carries the oracles of the Father's heart. I stood in another encounter on the foundation stone of all creation, and I released the frequency that carries the oracles of the Father's heart into all dimensions. And I've been releasing this frequency because I believe this frequency is the frequency that as sons of God we need to carry and we need to resonate with. As I resonated with the Father's heart, my heart began to vibrate with the energy that was released. Son, stand within my heart in the eternal now. This was another encounter that I was called to come into. Can you feel what I feel for all that I have created? Now, this took it to another level for me. Another level of experience, another level of emotion, another level. You have had revelation of the oracles of our heart, and you have experienced how others have felt, having experienced our love. Now I desire that you know for yourself how we feel as parents to creation itself. It was like being in a furnace of intense heat. The emotions were overwhelming, like waves of passion, frequency waves of passion, burning desire, intense joy, deep compassion and overwhelming love. Allow that frequency to immerse you. Engage God. Ask him to take you into that place for yourself. Wave after wave of those deep emotions without any break rolled over me, imparting the reality of love. Deeper, deeper reality of love. There was an intensity of emotion that I had never felt before, that held in perfect balance the transcendence and the immanence. Now, this is something which I really began to experience here and what it really meant. For the transcendence of God, this eternal now perspective, and the immanence of God that lives in every moment of our lives and of the lives of the whole of creation. I knew that there was total, complete peace and therefore perfect rest within the eternal now, knowing the end from the beginning, and yet the intense pain and deep sadness of living in the imminent moment with all of creation. And this is what God does. He lives within the imminent moment of every being for all time, all at once. Going through the intense agony of feeling everyone's and everything's thoughts and feelings moment by moment, as all things exist within God, who's Father, Son, and Spirit, and God as the I Am is present within the fabric of all things. God is not distant and separated from his creation. He is within it and it is within him. There is an integral connection between them, and this is expressed within the imminence of every moment. Now I know why the restoration of all things is at the center of a loving God's desire, intention, and motivation. Now I know the oracles of God's heart are inextricably entangled and can never be separated from the restoration of all things. I know it. I know that I know that I know it. He is love, and love is restoration in action. Son, now do you know? I am that I am, and why I will not relent until all of creation is fully and completely restored to the state of pure innocence found only within the perichoresis, the circle of the dance. I know that to be true. Son, deep is calling you to come deeper. Come back to the firestones for the encounter you need for the next season of grace and greater grace. So I encountered the firestones again. There at the firestones, I was surrounded by Father, Son, and Spirit. Never been surrounded by Father, Son, and Spirit on those stones. I've engaged with the Father there. I've engaged with Jesus there. And we walked onto that first step. Love for creation, the agony and the ecstasy that cannot be separated, the transcendence and the immanence. I felt it. I felt it and I felt it. I ascended each of the steps in turn, feeling the depth of the emotions felt by God for restoration. And again, you can encounter this for yourself. You can ask Jesus to take you, ask the Father to take you to the firestone so you can begin to experience these emotions of restoration. I felt all that it was possible for me to feel. Now, there may be more that I can feel in the future, but at this point, this was what I could experience. And I could feel of what God feels. Now, I can probably experience a fraction of what God feels, but even what I felt was immense. Their character and very essence of love is what I began to feel. Joy and yet deep sadness, peace and yet turmoil, patience and yet concern, kindness and goodness within it all. The contrast within the imminent, longing, groaning pain of creation held in the bondage of corruption. The agony, the ecstasy, the quantum paradox of transcendence and immanence within I am that I am as love. And I began to experience it. And I would encourage you to ask the Father to take you to that place so you can engage that place, that you can experience that place. Again, we're just going to go into a time of encounter. We know heaven is open. We know we can live in that dimension. I encourage you to embrace that dimension. Shift the focus of your mind to step into that realm, to engage in that realm, to go through the veil of the kingdom, to engage Jesus, who is our high priest. Standing in the doorway between the veil of heaven and earth, present ourselves as a living sacrifice to Jesus, our high priest. Just embrace that, step into that realm, embrace Jesus. Let Jesus take you by the hand and lead you Ask him to take you where your heart's desire is leading you, perhaps into the eternal now, perhaps into the fire stones. Ask him to reveal restoration and the oracles of the Father's heart at a different level. Jesus, I ask that you will please take each person. Show them what they need to receive. That mandate for restoration. Take them into that place. Take them to go wherever he takes you. If you just allow that to go forward, take you into the fire of his heart, onto the fire stones, just embrace this experience of taking you deeper and deeper into restoration.